Welcome to the Legacy Music Hour. My name is Brent Weinbach.
My name is Rob F. Switch.
With us, as usual, are Gabe Castro.
Hello.
And Trevor Ames.
This is Trevor.
And this is episode 201. And 201. This is a video game music podcast featuring only... I'm kind of like tired today, actually. I don't even know. Did I say that already? It's a video game music podcast featuring only third and fourth generation video game music. Anyway, that's what it is.
It's the season, Brent. My allergies are killing me right now.
I don't have allergies at all. I'm just sleepy right now is all. Yeah.
But you're allergic to being awake. That's what's happening.
I guess so. So, do you have any thoughts on the 200th episode recording that we had?
So good. Much fun.
That was fun, right?
It was great to see everybody live in person.
Rob F. Switch live.
The Time Lord was fantastic, wouldn't you say?
Oh, that was great. And, you know, I didn't mention this on that episode, but we should mention that that was all Gabe, actually. I mean, that was Gabe's... he's responsible for the Time Lord stuff. Mm. Gabe... he bought those three copies of Time Lord, and he set up the TV. He brought the TV. He set up the whole setup, and it was all Gabe's idea too. Yeah.
Well, yeah. When it was my personal copy.
Amazing, and right. Couldn't have gone off any more smooth.
Yeah, but thank you to Gabe for the Time Lord stuff.
That was last minute idea. Worked out.
And that was. Cool to see
the live music performances or live singing was fantastic as well. That's always a blast,
right? Yeah. Those are performances from Josh, otherwise known as Sentimental in St. Gabriel, and Stefan, otherwise known as Stefan.
Yeah.
So anyway, thanks to everything. So I don't know, I've been playing some games in the last month or two. Some of them I didn't mention on the last episode. I don't know, we could talk about that if you want before we get into today's topic, or did you have anything to say or anything to mention?
Well, I do. Something to say.
Okay.
Wanted to see if anyone else has gotten that weird kill screen on Street Fighter 2 for the Sega Genesis. Do you remember the one I showed you?
Yeah, right.
I think I showed you too, Gabe.
Yeah. I'd never seen that before.
That's crazy, right?
Yeah. It looked like a weird debug screen.
Am I being weird here?
No, I'd never seen that before.
There was weird numbers and letters and some kind of codes coming up.
Yeah, it looked like a debug. Kind of,
and it's not like I did anything to really accomplish that, but I feel like I did accomplish a kill screen. Do you think I should submit it to Twin Galaxies? I might be onto something.
They might make a documentary about you.
What was going on before that screen came up?
Well, I had played it, right? And I don't know if I won or lost. Let's just say that I won, right? Playing against the CPU.
Mm-hmm.
I reset the machine. I pulled out one controller and I plugged in another controller, and then it froze.
Yeah, I don't know. Okay, well, I don't know.
So, Street Fighter II Champion Edition kill screen. That was all me.
Well, Genesis is weird because it can... it detects, you know, what controllers are plugged in. Like some games, you know, the two players grayed out if you only have one controller. So maybe it screwed it up somehow.
Could it have been too much heat from my fingers, perhaps? Registering in the Sega Genesis? It was too much even for the blast processor. Could have been.
Probably.
Well, I just thought that maybe I should... toss that out there. I don't know if you guys think I should submit it to Twin Galaxies for recognition.
Well, you know, knowing their track record for publishing, you know, or, you know, stuff. I mean, you probably can get it in pretty easily. Yeah. You know?
We'll see.
Knowing their history of verifying things, you know.
Well, you've never seen a kill screen on Street Fighter II Champion Edition, right?
I have now.
No, I guess
now so. Now you have. So, this should get. I kind of feel it should go down in the archive somehow, you know.
Well, post it on the Legacy Music Hour Facebook account.
The people need to know. The people need to see this.
Show it. Spread it.
Okay.
Spread the love.
Historical. This is historic. Anyway. So I'm sorry. That's a hard one to follow. But what top of the show business do you have?
I just thought I'd mention some of these games. I mean, I don't know. People probably don't really care, but this actually had played these games. I think last month. Actually, I don't know. This is in the last couple months I've been playing these games, but mostly in the last month. Played through Donkey Kong Country 2 for the Super Nintendo. It's actually not as. It's strangely the graphics aren't as good in my opinion as Donkey Kong Country 1.
That's Diddy's Conquest, right?
That's right, Diddy's Conquest. Diddy's Conquest, and. Something about it sort of felt more Western than the first one, even though the first one is Western also. But I played this game Zillion for the Sega Master System, and it's kind of a Metroid-y kind of game. It's kind of hard actually, but I beat it though. I did it, and I played through Zombies Ate My Neighbors for the Super Nintendo, and.
Okay.
You know, Gabe gave that to me. And this game is, gosh, this game gets pretty hard too. I beat it though. but I can't believe I beat it. I thought I was going to give up on it because there's a lot of levels and.
I haven't gotten close. I mean, not even close.
Yeah. I forgot how many levels there are. How many did I say?
55.
50, oh yeah, something like that. Yeah. And there is a password system every four levels, so you can just. You know, I mean, at least, you know, you can do that, but it gets hard and it gets pretty frustrating. It's very Western. It's a very Western game. It's got a lot of Westernness to it that is, I'm not saying is like, anyway, well, take, you know, interpret that how you will, but, I've been playing some Game Boy Advance games on the GameCube and, with the Game Boy Player. I played Mario and Luigi Superstar Saga. This mm-hmm. Now this is a good game.
Oh, yeah.
This is a good game. Gabe recommended it, gave it to me.
Mm-hmm.
He said, "Oh, I think you might like this." And it's supposedly a role-playing game, but it's not really. I mean, it's sort of structured like a role-playing game, but it's really all the battles require hand-eye coordination, and it's. Barely, I mean, to me, barely a role-playing game. I mean, there's platforming elements, and it's.
I think it's a lot more like Zelda-ish.
Zelda, but it's it's really even I mean, it's Zelda-ish, but it is like Zelda, but it's there's a lot of action. I mean, mm-hmm. And like I said, all the battles, it's all hand-eye coordination. I mean, it's pretty cool actually. The stuff you could do, a very neat game, and mastering the special techniques is fun and cool, and yeah, it's a. Really good game, Mario and Luigi Superstar Saga. Yeah. It's the game that Super Mario RPG should have been.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Oh, nice.
Because
nice.
Super Mario RPG is just for Super Nintendo is, you know, it actually the graphics actually kind of remind me of Donkey Kong Country 2. Mm-hmm. You know, it has this 3D kind of look, and Mario and Luigi Superstar Saga doesn't have that look. It's a 2D look, you know. And another game I played through was Wario Land 4 for the Game Boy Advance. Also a good game. Good mm-hmm. game. A lot of the Wario Land Shake It elements you know, are present in this game. And that's a good game too.
I thought you'd like that.
Yeah, no, it was good. Gabe gave that to me as well. Yeah.
I have for some reason I have a lot of duplicates of Game Boy Advance games.
Mm.
Yeah.
So and then I played WarioWare Inc. Mega Micro Games, and you know, because I was playing, there's some weird elements to Mario Land 4 good weird elements, and it kind of made me think, I want to check out these WarioWare games, you know, because those are kind of weird games, and, you know, they're really different than the Wario Land games. So anyway, yeah, really cool game, WarioWare Inc. Mega Micro Games, you know, just all these little mini game, micro games, and, you know, just really funny kind of humor, mm-hmm. weird kind of humor, you know. And so then I moved on after that to Smooth Moves on the Wii and played through that. And that was, you know, that was fun and weird too. Yeah, cool. Yeah, I liked it. Like, yeah, those are neat. Anyway, that's what I've been. And then I played Fantasy Zone for the Sega Master System. Got that. Man, that game is too hard, man. I mean, I found something out about the game that makes it a little easier, but I don't know. I wouldn't have figured that out on my own, so I don't deserve to beat that game. But I did get to the fifth level. There's 8 levels. I got to the fifth level, and it was just too hard for me. And then I did get to the boss of the seventh level. I just tried it out, knowing what I knew, but I thought, I shouldn't try to beat this game. I don't deserve it, you know. But also, Fantasy Zone, You have to keep pressing. These shoot 'em up games where you have to keep pressing the button repeatedly. I mean, that just gets so tiring. My wrist hurts. Yeah. My wrist is in pain. I'm pained. And so then the next night, I have a pain in my wrist because of somehow the way I'm holding the controller and pressing the button repeatedly. You have to press it so much, you know. That's what's so hard. Unless you have a laser or something. You know?
I think I noticed on the Sega Master.
You got to be handy with the steel. What can I tell you?
I think I noticed on the, because I'm new to the Master System, like the buttons you have to push in like a lot, like more than any NES. So maybe it's just mine, but they're really squishy.
Well, I didn't.
Like they travel.
I don't feel that way about the buttons, but then the directional pad, definitely on my Sega Master. I have 3 controllers, and the one that works the best is the one that, I mean, if you don't press down really precisely, and you just sort of, you know, and you're just not as, you don't press down on it that hard, or, you know, then it'll go diagonal, actually. It will go right down diagonal. So, I got to get new controllers. But regardless, these buttons, I mean, I wish I could just hold the button down. Why do I have to keep pressing it? It hurts, you know? I'm hurting over here. And it's Fantasy Zone, you know, got to the fifth level. And that's what happened there, you know. And then the next night I tried playing Gyrus or Gyrus or whatever.
Gyrus,
you think? Nintendo.
Gyrus.
This is another game Gabe gave me, and this game. Well, same thing. I mean, my wrist was already hurting, and I had to keep pressing these buttons over and over again. I just thought, I can't do this. You know, I got to the 11th level, and there's 39 levels, and
we could use the advantage or something.
Yeah, but I feel that's cheating in a way. Yeah, you know, so, but I will go back to that game once my wrist heals from Fantasy Zone.
Or you could use the advantage and not use the turbo, and maybe it's easier to hit the.
Oh, hit it with a different
big buttons. Yeah.
Yeah,
because your wrist will be flat. I don't know.
That's true. Maybe I could do that way. Yeah, I do have an advantage. But maybe I'll just rest a little bit. I just felt like I need to stop playing these games, and then I'll come back to it and give it a shot. You know, you got to what, level 24 or 25?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 39 levels. You know, two thirds of the way through.
Yeah, but I hit a wall. I can't get past it.
Right? Yeah. Why?
It's too hard. I save up all my power ups as far as I can, and I just run out.
Yeah, that's the problem. If you lose your power ups and you're later in a game, you're done. You're done. You can't play it anymore.
No.
Fantasy Zone. If you power yourself up, I mean, you can do okay through the game. But first of all, the power up weapons, they only last a certain amount of time in Fantasy Zone, and that's a drag because you need them to get further. But then I found something out that found out a way that you can actually have them last. I don't know how you discover. You have to just have to discover this on your own, I guess. But you have to. There's a way to make them last longer or forever. Actually, the power up weapons. But man, if you die, you lose them all. And if you die in a boss, there's no shop you can go to rebuy the stuff. So you're just done for. You can't beat the bosses if you don't have any power ups. Forget about it. You're done. That's Fantasy Zone for you. And Gyrus, too. And any of these shooters, yeah. These shoot 'em ups. You know what I mean? I feel like Legendary Wings was like that. I did beat Legendary Wings, but I think I only beat it because I was able to do it in one life, you know, or something. Yeah. You basically have to beat these games in one life.
You have to find the secret levels, too.
Mm-hmm. That's right, yeah. Anyway, so those are the games. That's the monthly roundup on the Legacy Music Hour. It's a new segment, monthly roundup, monthly game roundup. So this is, should I move on to the topic of today's episode?
Let's do it.
All right, the topic is TurboGrafx-16 / PC Engine / Super Graphics. So the reason why I thought it would be a good idea to do a TurboGrafx-16 focus, another one, we did one back in episode 57, it was because, we got all these, the Darren Deluxe listened to all these soundtracks and kind of picked his top tracks and sent us these mixes, and I thought, well, hey, this we should just take an episode to just with all these new discoveries get an opportunity to play them and stuff. All of my tracks are basically all Darren Deluxe finds. But unfortunately, I think Rob was not able to listen to the mix yet.
I haven't been able to find the time to pump those jams. However, I do remember when I was in your car, Brent, we were listening to some of those tunes. They're amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And I have some TurboGrafx-16 tracks that I've been sitting on that I've been wanting to play. But I think in a future episode, for sure, I'm going to hit those Darren Deluxe tracks.
Well, so what we might do is probably do another TurboGrafx-16 focus after this one. Maybe not the very next episode, but maybe.
It's just a system, I think, that has been maybe overlooked in terms of soundtrack by me. So I'm glad that you're putting me in my place, Brent.
So, this episode is TurboGrafx-16 2, and then we might even do a 3, in the next couple of months.
Yeah.
All right. Well, anyway, it's 2:01, so I guess I'm starting things off, right?
I'm down with that.
I mean, even if you weren't down with it, that would be what would happen anyway.
Well, I guess you should be happy that I'm down with it then.
Well, I'm glad that, yeah. I'm for your sake, I'm happy about that.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, I'm going to start things off with a track from Power League 4 for the PC Engine. It's a Japanese-only release. This is a Hudson game. I don't have a composer on it. And I even asked Takiki Kunimoto if he worked on this, because he did a lot of the Hudson soundtracks, and he did not. He said I think it was a translation error, but he said he didn't touch this game. I didn't touch Power League 4. I don't think he meant it that way, but that's what he wrote to me, which I thought sounded funny. But
that's pretty funny.
So anyway, this is Untouched by Takiki Kunimoto. If it's a Hudson game, we're gonna hear Result from Power League 4 for the PC Engine. This is music from Power League 4 for the PC Engine. Result. This is one of my favorite tracks of the whole mix.
It's great.
Listen to this.
Love that panning.
Uh-huh. Yeah. It's cool. I like that right there. Just that little part right there at the end. This has kind of got... Some of this sounds very baseball to me, actually. I think it's... Yeah.
This is a soccer game?
No, it's baseball.
Oh. I don't know where.
I think it is. Yeah, because if it was soccer, it'd be J-League.
That's right.
This is baseball right here. This is so baseball, I think. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I'm just thinking baseball right here. For some reason, that is so baseball to me. Yeah. Also, I don't know if the beginning repeats or not. Let me see. Oops, hold on. Never mind. Oh, whatever. Well, here. Yeah, that's baseball right there too. Yeah, that dun 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 dun. That's so baseball. Mm-hmm. For some reason, it reminds me of the. You know, being out there in the stadium and, you know, getting some dogs and, you know, pot dogs, that is, you know. Remind you of hot dogs, kind of?
Hot dogs. It's a very hot dog. Hot dog.
It's a hot dog heavy track right here.
Hot dog it. Hot dog it.
Here it goes. I'm just putting that hot dog right in there. My mouth, that is. That's it, right there. Hot dog done. Hot dog complete. This part's so good right here. That part's so good right there. That part right there at the end.
I would like to start with a track from Cyber Dodge.
Yeah, Cyber Dodge. So, I don't know if you know this, but there for some, I don't know where and what region or what. This game is a Japanese only release, but somewhere it was also known as Cyberpunk Dodgeball. Did you know that?
I was not aware of that.
Mm-hmm. Cyberpunk Dodgeball is the alias to this, but I don't think it was released anywhere besides Japan, so I don't know why it has that alias, but.
Okay. Cyber Dodge from Tonkin House. Tonkin House. Remember them?
Yeah. That's, yeah. Mm-hmm. The House of Tonkin.
Yes. Here we go. Cyber Dodge. What do you think of that one there, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. I was in LA not too long ago. One night only. Gabe, can you tell Brent what's in my hand?
Looks like a drumstick. And not like a chicken leg, but like a drumstick.
Drumstick. Mm-hmm. Playing air drums over here.
One-handed. Like a... Yeah.
Like a true dodgeball player.
Were you much of a dodgeball player, Brent?
No, not really. I mean, I was afraid of the ball. Were you?
I was not too bad. Not too bad. Dodgeball. Yeah. This has got a very action feel to it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. You see those sprinkles right there? Gabe is shaking his head to them. I mean, not in a negating way. I mean, he's feeling the it's sprinkles.
Like it's almost like a drizzle.
Yeah, it's a drizzle. Yeah. It's like making his head drizzle.
Yeah, that's something else. It's got the solos going on. Yeah. All right. TurboGrafx 16. Yes.
All right. Next up, we're going to hear from a game called Break In. You might have heard of Break Out. This is Break In. PC Engine. Okay, so this is composed by Takiki Kunimoto, who's credited as Kinoko Kunimoto. And we're going to hear in-game music one, or in-game one, from Break In for the PC Engine. And one other thing about this track, I mean, this is a smooth track. You guys are going to like this. Because you guys like that smooth stuff, right?
Oh, yeah.
You guys like that smooth stuff?
Oh, yeah. Yeah?
Rob, you like that smooth
love
stuff?
Love it. Love it.
You're going to like this because this is this is a smooth track.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you'll see. Break In. This is Break In for the PC Engine. Takiki Kunimoto, in game one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, see? Smooth, right?
Very nice.
Isn't it smooth?
It's got a kind of a...
It is most smooth.
It's got kind of a Koei vibe to me.
Oh,
like there we go. Or oh, leading so? Company, maybe.
Oh, you think so? Yeah, this is where things get kind of spicy, actually. Listen to that bass. It's just so, like, just, you know, kind of just so in there, you know? It's like it really broke in, you know?
I'm loving that drum.
Yeah. Right, right.
Sexy.
Yeah, it is sexy, isn't it? This is truly a sensual track, actually.
Should have been for the Valentine's episode,
you
know?
Oh, yeah, certainly. So, like, instead of breaking someone's heart, you can break in someone's heart. It's a good thing.
Do you know what kind of game this is?
I kind of forgot. I did look it up, and I think it might be an abstract game, I think, but I'm not sure, you know. I can't remember now, you know. Sweet dreams.
Okay. I'm going to move along. This is a game that I looked into after listening to one of the tracks on the Darren Deluxe soundtrack.
Uh-huh.
And I had this track waiting. Right.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Newtopia 2.
Now, this is not a track from what he picked, but it was from the game.
Yeah.
That, okay, yeah.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, Newtopia 2. Utopia 2. Yeah. Can we hit that beginning again? There's kind of a gloop, really like gloop. You know what I mean?
Yeah, uh-huh, right. Here, I'll give it again. Right there?
Oh, yeah. I like that. You know? You're going somewhere, but you don't know where this track is taking you, but you know it's liquidy.
I wonder what... I wonder if this is a liquidy area. Yeah.
Well, my allergies are kicking in real bad.
Oh, yeah. So this is perfect.
This track is perfect. This is a perfect allergy track.
It's the soundtrack of your nose right now.
Yeah.
I can almost tell you where this game is in the game. I mean, I think I could maybe figure it out. Hold on. I think I can figure out where this is in the game, actually.
Da, 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 da. Oh, this is good. Oof. Yeah.
Actually, I don't know where this is, actually.
Hey, could you hold on just above it? Just hold on. Let me leave you with this track, all right? Hold on. Enjoy the track.
I don't know if he's getting a tissue or something. Or... It sounds like it, I guess.
Are you guys there?
Yeah.
Okay. I just had to take care of some nose business.
Sure.
Are you not experiencing allergies?
I'm not right now, no.
But do you?
Oh, yeah, totally.
I don't know what happened today. It's just... The weather was really nice here in Port Town.
Actually... Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
I said it was really nice.
Yeah.
And then the next thing you know, and I was hoping I was going to time it right with a bloop, 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 bloop.
There's a lot of pollen over there.
What were you saying?
Oh, there's a lot of pollen in Port Town. Maybe that's what you're allergic to.
Next up, we're going to hear from another PC Engine game. This one is called Makai Prince Dora Bochan. And we're going to hear Stage 5. The music is composed by Makiko Ito and Hiroshi Nishikawa. And this is a track that I was listening to that this is kind of one of the this track caught my ear. Just I don't know, it's a fun track, and you'll see it's fun. It catches your ear, and you'll see it's fun. It's a lot of fun here, this track. So here we go. Makai Prince, Dora Bochan, PC Engine. Makai Prince, Dora Bochan for the PC Engine. Music by Makiko Ito and Hiroshi Nishikawa, Stage 5. This part coming up I really like a lot here. This right here. This is good. You know what I meant by it caught my ear? I mean, because obviously all the tracks catch my ear, right? But, I don't know, this is the first track when I was listening to this, all these tracks, that, I don't know, this one kind of stuck with me the quickest, you know? I heard this and I thought, oh, I can get into this, you know? Especially,
oh, yeah.
Especially right around here, you know?
In Studio Trevor, there's a lot of hand fluttering and dancing going on for this track.
Well, during this part especially, you know? You know, this is kind of like a modal track, you know what I mean? This part coming up, it makes you want to get up, you know? Right here, you get up, and then you like kind of go forward a little bit there. Yeah, you get up, and then you go forward.
Go forward a little bit.
Sounds like it'd be like a puzzle game or something.
I don't think so. I don't think it is, but I don't know for sure.
Imagine what it would be like.
Yeah. Yeah, I really like these modal tracks sometimes, you know?
All right. Very nice, very nice. I think I would like to move to out live.
Mm-hmm.
Out live.
Right. Sequel to Outrun. I'm just kidding. It's not related.
Yeah. Out live or out live?
Oh, out live.
I
think it's out live. But actually, you know what? It's not. I think it's two words, so maybe it is out live. I don't know.
Out live, out live. Here's a track for you.
Mm-hmm.
live.
I think this is the prologue to this game, and I think the composer is Masashi Kageyama, who did the music to Gimmick and Benkei or Benkei Gaiden. Kind of just repeats here at the end here. I mean, it doesn't kind of just repeat, it repeats here. It
repeats.
Yeah, it repeats.
Like it waits for you to hit start or run.
Or yeah, or whatever, yeah. You want to go back to the beginning?
Let's rewind. Love this RPG action. Arpeggio, excuse me. I was reading the description for it.
That's funny.
RPGio.
RPGio.
What if I just started describing music just using video game genres?
Right, yeah.
Here comes this awesome beat 'em up solo. Oof. Interesting.
Next up, we're going to hear a track that, Rob, I think if you had listened through the thing, because this is a track that you really liked when we were in the car, and I think before I knew that you didn't have a chance to listen through things, I thought, oh, he's definitely going to play this, so I should have some backup tracks, because, you know, he'll probably play this track. This is from JJ and Jeff for the TurboGrafx 16. Again, composer of Break-In, that smooth track Break-In that we heard earlier. Same composer, Takiki Kunimoto, or credited as Kanoko Kunimoto. And we're going to hear the credits track from JJ and Jeff. And this is based on a television duo, personality duo that in Japan. And the Japanese version of this game is very, there's apparently a lot of toilet humor in it and bass humor, and they cleaned it up a lot for the North American release. But and I think their names are not JJ and Jeff in the Japanese version, I think, but I'm not sure. But anyway, this is JJ and Jeff for the TurboGrafx 16, and we're going to hear credits music by Takiki Kunimoto. Thank you. This is JJ and Jeff, credits from composer Takiki Kunimoto. And the Japanese name of this game is Kato-chan and Ken-chan. So I guess Kato and Ken are the two guys. So they are not JJ and Jeff.
Track of the year. So good.
Yeah, it's good. It's definitely good. I kind of wasn't sure if I should keep it playing for the second loop because it's basically the same as the first time around, except the voice sound is different, you know? But let's take a track back to the beginning, though, because... So this is more of like an electric piano sound, and then later it becomes a sort of more of a pulse wavy kind of sound, you know?
Yeah. Yes.
This is a good track. Definitely a good track, you know? Yeah. This is kind of a classic track too, you know. Mm-hmm.
Do you know what part of the game this is in? It seems strange having seen footage of the game.
It's the credits.
Oh, it's credits. Yeah, sorry, I missed that.
Right there, that is good. Yeah. Right there. Da 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 da. That's good. And this is good right here too, this little dun, 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 dun. And then you get your different instrumentation here a little bit. Anyway, this is a good track. So Rob, let me ask you something. If you did a best of, you know, if you did a best of episode, this would be your number one track.
This would be number one
for the year.
This is the jam. And trust me, I've seen a lot of jams.
I've heard a lot of jams.
I mean, this is it's hitting me. All of
felt a lot of jams.
You understand?
Uh-huh. You've been hit by a lot of jams, but this is really hitting you, huh?
JJ and Jeff, you say?
Yeah.
Hey, these guys, they got it. I'm telling you, they're going straight to the top. JJ and Jeff. Yeah, I like that.
It's not just JJ and Jeff, also. I mean, that's the North American... But, you know, Kato and Ken.
The clean version.
Kato and Ken, oh.
Oh, yeah. And, yeah. Well, Gabe, you were saying they replaced.
Oh, yeah, yeah. One thing, I haven't played it, but I've seen footage, and you have like a spray can attack in JJ and Jeff, but in the PC Engine version, you fart.
Yeah, it's a farting. Fart attack, it's farting. They got a lot of stuff in the. There's also a lot of just, you know, kind of weird, you know, kind of more adult kind of stuff in the PC Engine version, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you're saying that there's adult stuff and there's farting.
Yeah, and poo too.
Poo.
Well, I think yeah, you like fart like a brown cloud or something. Something. Is it like an not just that, like an attack.
And there's also I think stuff that's kind of I don't know. I think it's maybe sexual stuff too. I think. Yeah.
Well, a lot of PC Engine games are pretty like that.
Yeah. Right.
Well, Toilet Kids.
I like that. They
are you
have,
talking about Reverse Kids?
No.
Oh,
Toilet Kids.
But toilet. Kids.
I like that. I like that they have a sensual side as well.
Right.
It's just all, you know, poos and farts.
Yeah, I like the idea that the game ends like this with all the poos and farts.
Right. Na na na, da na na na.
Oh, so good. So good. Oh. Okay. Okay. I'm going to move on to Tora Enomichi.
Yeah, now this is Tiger Road, I think, right? Yeah.
I don't know. Is it?
Yeah, this is Tiger Road. That's just the Japanese title for Tiger Road. This is a Capcom game. This is this came out in the arcade originally, and right. It was but it was released on the TurboGrafx 16 as Tiger Road. Yeah, but Tora Enomichi is the Japanese title.
Let's have ourselves another little track. Tora Enomichi, Tiger Road.
Yeah,
it's like this. It's like the bomb dropped at the beginning.
Yeah, no, this is a good track. I like this.
Let's hit that one more time, right?
Yeah.
You know. Oh, boom!
Wait, hold on. That's not what you did, actually. Hold on. Back up. That's not what you did. Okay. He did this when we played the track. I'm going to try to when we were listening to it and not talking. Well, I mean, he was talking, but I want to. I'll show you what you did. I'll try to recreate it, and then you'll follow me on that. Okay. Here we go. This is what you did. This is what you originally did. Boom. Oh, ha, ha, ha. Oh, wait, no, whoops. No, that was what you just did. Sorry. Actually, sorry. Never mind. No, it went like this, actually. No, it went like this. Yes. Or something like that. And then watch. And then watch. Something like that. It was when it kicked in. That's when he did it. That's when he laughed, you know. All right, you ready to do it again?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Yeah. Let's get it. Get it this time. Here we go.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Here we go. That was kind of close to it.
Yeah, it was pretty close. Yeah, it was good. Yeah, it was good. Watch this. I got one for you. It's like it laughs after it's over, too, you know? Let's do one more of them. Both of us. Both of us.
Yeah.
Ready? Yeah. Right, here we go. Oh.
Oh.
Oh yeah. Okay, get ready for the end too. Okay, now everybody.
It sounded like the beginning of like a rap song, you know?
Okay, now everybody here. You ready? All right, we're going to do this. All right, everybody, here we go. Here we go. Watch. Here we go. Get ready, guys.
It's like dancing, singing.
Yeah, it's
like
dancing. It's laughing. Yeah, it's laughing.
Dance laugh.
No, that was a good track, though. I just want to hear this one more time without the laughing. Okay.
Yeah.
Or we can laugh if you want to. Yes. No, that's good right there. It's good. Yeah, it's kind of got that Asiatic feel to it, you know? Hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it just kicks in, you know? This is the title screen, by the way. Yes. It's good.
Excelente.
That's good. Okay. Was there anything else you wanted to say about that?
Oh yeah, that's it.
All right. Well, I'm going to move on to Afterburner 2 for the PC Engine. Now, okay, this game, Afterburner 2, is an arcade game, obviously. This is an arcade port. Well, similar to Tiger Road, and except for this is a Sega game. So, now here's the thing. It also was ported to the Genesis as well, Afterburner 2. In fact, we've heard from the Genesis version of this game on the podcast before. But I'll tell you right now, this track, at least the track, this soundtrack, and I think at least this particular track, it sounds way better, actually, than the arcade and the Genesis version, I think. So... Huh? And actually, Darren Deluxe made that point too, and I agree with him, because I heard this track. I've heard all of them. I heard the arcade version of this track, and I've heard the Genesis version, and this is definitely the best version. Hmm. So the PC Engine version,
interesting,
the arcade port. The music is by Hiroshi Kawaguchi. This is arranged for the PC Engine by Shigeharu Isoda and Kenichiro Isoda. The Isoda twins, and I don't know if they're twins, but they have the same last name, and this is called Final Takeoff. I think this is actually the first stage music, I think, but I'm not sure. Final Takeoff, and this is from Afterburner 2 for the PC Engine. The PC Engine version, I think it's better. You'll see. This is music from Afterburner 2. And this is for the PC Engine. And this is music by Hiroshi Kawaguchi and, arranged by Shigeharu Isoda and Kenichiro Isoda. This is Final Takeoff. You know, here's the thing about this track is that, well, I'm actually realizing this now, that the lead synths in this are actually original and they weren't heard in the other versions. That's why I think it sounds better, I guess. Hold on, this is a new part right here. Okay, yeah, that's the whole track right there. So, you know, I kind of just cut the mics out for because there was like a new part right there, just to let that play out. And yeah, but now we're back. So anyway, that's a cool track, I think. You know, better than the other versions. But I realize now because it's there's the extra, lead voices in there.
Oh yeah.
I mean, it sounds great. The drums sound good, and it's just everything. Yeah.
I like that guitar sound.
Yeah. Yeah. So actually, I would get, because there's these new parts to this track, there are these new voices, I'd actually give them more than a Ranger soundtrack, a Ranger credit on this. I think I would say these Shigeharu Isoda would get, and Kenichiro Isoda. I wonder if they're the same person. I tried to figure it out, but it seemed like they were different people, actually. But I would give them composer credit as well, I think, you know? Anyway. Dun, dun, dun. I love this. I like this part a lot right here. Good. This is a good track. This is straight up a good track. Wait, Rob, are you dancing?
Kind of punching the air and dancing a little bit.
Oh, yeah? Does that make you do that?
No, shirt popping.
A little bit. Not shirt popping, but punching.
Air punching?
It's like hitting the speed bag music. Yeah. Hanatakadaka. Here's a track for you. There is a track from Hanatakadaka, also known as the Long-Nosed Goblin. Long-Nosed Goblin. This song, this track, very familiar, no?
Yeah, it definitely sounds like something.
What did that voice say in there, by the way?
Oh, right. Oh, we missed it, I guess.
Anyway, this, it just kind of sounds like it's Super Mario Brothers.
Yeah, that's right. It's even kind of structured like that, too. You know?
Right, right.
It's like it has this first part, you know? I mean, this one, it doesn't sound, it's just structured like it. It doesn't sound like, this part doesn't sound like Super Mario Brothers, but it definitely does sound like Super Mario Brothers. The whole track as a whole.
It's almost like when, oh, hold on, let's see if that voice comes in.
This part right here is so, this is so like Super Mario Brothers. It's crazy.
It's like when a television show doesn't have the rights to use a certain song.
Right.
Those kind of
actually, I wonder if this game is actually referencing Super Mario Brothers, and I wonder if the level looks like is a you know, maybe making a joke of it or something like that.
Listen to this. It's a cute 'em up, right?
Uh huh.
Published by Taito, and the main character is Konta, a little fox.
Mm-hmm.
He accidentally breaks the magical seal that holds the evil Tanuki raccoon.
Hmm. Well, Tanukis are
interesting.
I mean, you know, Tanukis, it's not like Super Mario Brothers came up with the Tanuki. I mean, Tanuki is just a very popular thing in Japanese culture, you know. It's in Japanese folklore a lot, you know, Tanukis.
How many video game franchises have a Tanuki raccoon on the face of it.
The Tanuki is very present in the Gonberry Goemon series.
Okay.
I mean, there's a lot of Tanuki in that, you know? In fact, there's a Tanuki at the end of every level of, I think, both 3 and 4. And
Hanatakadaka, a.k.a. Long-Nosed Goblin. Long-Nosed Goblin? You're thinking that's not a dig at Luigi?
he's not even that long-nosed.
It's more pronounced than Mario's, but no need to call him a goblin.
I mean, maybe Waluigi.
Or Walu, yeah. Hey, he's got an even bigger schnauzer.
No, actually, I'm very curious to see the level that this is from, because I wonder if it is a reference to Super Mario Brothers, you know?
Anyway, a little something there for you to cheer you up.
Well,
cheer you up there.
For full track listing, you can go to legacymusichour.com, and there'll be more information on, you know, the composers that weren't listed and where in the game these tracks appear, at least to the best of, you know, our abilities to find that information. And you can also comment there, and you can also email us at legacymusicr.com with any questions or comments.
Call us 281-SODIC-91.
And you can also, if you like the program, go to the Legacy Music Hour on iTunes and rate and review it. You can also visit the Facebook page if you want to be updated that way about episodes. I think that's about it. I guess next month we've decided that we will do another TurboGrafx-16 episode. So, hope you like it. I mean, I hope you like more of this.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I can't get enough.
Is that it? Is there anything else you want to mention? Anything?
Nah, that's it.
I'll say this. It sounds like Rob and I are going to be doing we're going to be doing an event, a Legacy Music Art event event in Massachusetts, in Salem, Massachusetts, in is it September now? Yeah, September. So we'll put out more information as it gets closer, but around September 7th or 8th or something like that, we'll be doing something at... Anyway, I don't have the information in front of me, but, you know, just a heads up. So, yeah. I think it's the Saturday, whatever that weekend is, and the Saturday. We'll be doing a podcast recording there, and then a DJ sets later that night at the same place. I think it's called... I want to say it's called Bit Bar. Is that what it's called? Bit Bar? There's nothing like that in Los Angeles, right? Bit Bar?
Bit Bar? No. I don't know that.
Well, no, okay. So it must be. That's the name of the place. And it is a an arcade bar type of situation. So anyway, more information in the upcoming months. And I think that's about it. Anything else to mention?
Yeah.
Okay. Our closing track will be Mado O Granzort for the Super Graphics. This is music by Norihiko Yamanuki, and I think that translates to Magical King Granzort, Granzort being the name of that king. And we're going to hear Stage 7. And, and I think that's it. So, anyway, yeah, our engineer is Gabe Castro. Thank you to Gabe. Mm-hmm. Thank you to Trevor Ames. Our mixtape specialist is Emily Donnelly. I don't know if I should say. I feel like I'm supposed to say the alias, which is Keyglyph, but mm-hmm. But I don't know. I don't know what the. I just got to double check that.
You've revealed Clark Kent's identity.
That's not the first time. That's not the first time I've ever revealed such things. Yeah. And that's it. So, my name is Brent Weinbach.
I am Rob F. Switch.
The name of the program is The Legacy Music Hour. Thank you for listening.